T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
422 DGS on KMOX. If you're listening to us on 1120 AM, shame on you. Go to 98.7 FM if you're between the rivers, way better signal. Or if you have the technical capabilities and you have an HD radio in your car, go to 102.5 HD2. The easiest thing to do is simply download the Audacy app, AUDACY, and you can connect it to your Bluetooth or your auxiliary cable to your car. It sounds fantastic, sounds perfect, and you can stop it and start it and also podcast it from there. Rach.
Dave.
All kinds of stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. Take it away.
Okay, so I wanted to tell you guys about a woman who had to quarantine in China. She had to quarantine away from home, and you couldn't bring your pets into quarantine with you. So this is kind of nuts that they do this, but this has happened to many, many people. They've had to leave their pets at home, so she left out food for her dog for several days, food and water, and just had to kind of hope that everything was okay. So she had a pet cam up, and she was able to witness the entire event. And first of all, I don't think you're supposed to leave a dog alone for even one day. So it's a huge risk. You worry about them going to the bathroom, them getting anxious, not able to burn off all of their energy.
Where was the lady, Rich?
So I don't know exactly where she was. I clicked on 10 different articles about it, trying to figure out what she was doing. The best I can think is she had to go to a hotel or one of these camps that they set up in China whenever you need to go quarantine.
Yeah, those camps are scary looking. We were looking at a picture of it last week. They're like little trailers all lined up that people just have to stay in because they won't let them out.
And it's really hard to find like mainstream media coverage of that. It's more like videos that you see on Twitter. So I mean, I don't want to be irresponsible and post stuff that's being misconstrued, but I was able to find a video from the Wall Street Journal that talked about these different camps and how strict the lockdown is getting in China. So I linked that to a blog post that I'm putting up on the KMOX website. Maybe we'll post that to the Facebook too. But the best I can figure is that she was in a situation like this. She was either in one of those camps or at a hotel, or maybe her work had her locked down. So she was able to put food out for the dog and watch on a surveillance camera. So the first day, the poor dog just sat and stared at the door waiting for her to come home. But then by day two, he was like, all right, forget this. And he starts going nuts. He trashes the apartment. And there's video. I mean, he's ripping the covers off of the couch. He's getting into her closet, ripping up all of her clothes and trash all over the floor. Exactly.
I mean, the dog just has to be going to the bathroom in there. Not getting out.
Yep. Can you imagine if that happened in America? If you told Americans, you just have to leave your pet at home.
It's not happening.
Fly.
No.
I mean, I really think people would revolt at that point.
We all know this, but let me just say it on KMOX. Like, Trump's insane, and Biden's a wuss, and we have all these problems here, but we're not in China.
Yeah, we're not in China.
We're not living in a trailer because someone comes, the military comes, grabs us, puts us in a trailer. We say, what about our dog? They're like, just put some food out.
No, we're fighting over cloth masks.
Exactly.
That's it.
They have zero COVID where they can uproot your entire life and isolate you so you don't pass it to another person. And over here, we get to fight over any type of protocols. Everyone has their voice heard. So lucky and happy to be an American. So China is locked down very similarly to what we saw in the spring of 2020. The dog just kind of had a bit of a heyday. The owner said, of course, she's upset that her house is trashed, but it's really not the dog's fault. It's nothing that she can't clean up. So
poor little doggy.
I know. Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you what. I don't know what breed it is, but it's a good thing it's not one of the breeds. Some breeds will eat themselves to death. So if you put 6 days worth of food out, they will eat it right now and they will be dead.
Oh,
like beagles do that.
I heard they eat themselves.
Right?
No. Like they will.
Like what kind of breed is that?
What kind of dog starts eating?
No. Like if you leave the food out, they'll eat it until it's gone.
I'm so weird. I would get it.
I don't.
Just
want
when people came over and be like, "This dog's name's Bruno.
He can eat
it. Be careful. He'll eat his foot. Don't get freaked out.
Keep an eye if his blood sugar looks like it's low.
Before we go to break here, I have one more story. And Dave, I knew this was going to creep you out. So an Ohio family went to the funeral of a loved one, and they were shocked to find a body they didn't recognize in their loved
That's
one's
so
casket.
Messed up.
They had this wrong person dressed in the woman's clothes and earrings and wig. So that was all familiar, but it was a totally different person in the casket. They got the bodies mixed up at the morgue.
Where was Grandma really?
I guess she was back
some
at the morgue.
Suit?
I mean, I think it was two women they got mixed up, but
oh
I mean,
God, I
what
hope.
A nightmare experience.
That's traumatizing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Would you laugh?
No, I would freak out. Probably I would not. Absolutely freak out. And then I'd be like, is there a chance she's still alive?
I can't believe you're asking this of all people because of your thing with dead bodies. I mean, I just assumed this was your ultimate nightmare.
Yes. But once I got off the floor from passing out, I would have the jokes.
I might have it after the fact, like if it gets fixed.
Find
grandma first,
yeah,
and then
you gotta find the body.
Then maybe we can joke about it.
I think that they did cover the cost of the funeral as a way to try to make it up, but the family said, that's still not okay.
Man, oh man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.